It's 5 minutes with me.
It's 5 minutes with Marco, and we're starting now. You guys, we have reached the end of our 4-week subseries on Nuggets, and either sadly or with great relief, this is the final of 12 Nuggets episodes I've done over the last year or so. So today, only two final Nugs. Here we go. First up, my standard response when youth workers ask me what programming choice they should make in this situation or that situation. I was on the phone the other day when a youth worker was asking for input on where should sixth graders go. In children's ministry or in a junior high middle school model, and a bunch of ancillary questions flowing out of that first one. It's a great question, which I have opinions about, but it's not what I'm going to talk about here. After I asked the youth worker a handful of contextual questions and listened for a while, I responded with a response that is very common for me, both in these sorts of conversations and when what should I do questions come up in our coaching program. I said, I have two responses for you. One is the big deal answer, and the other is the less of a big deal answer. Anytime somebody asks me a question like this, whether it's this exact question or one like it, my first response and the very best response is the correct decision for your youth ministry, the best direction, the best strategy, the best mission and values, the best program choices are always the ones you collaboratively discern from God's Spirit. In other words, who cares what smart answer I could give you about best practices if the best practices I suggest to you, even if they really are best practices, tried and true, tested and proven by dozens or hundreds of churches, what if they're not what God has planned for your youth ministry? God is actively working in the world and not sitting around waiting for you to figure out how to do the most, how to most effectively copy what that other church is doing so that you can bring God to your community. So even when it comes to a seemingly mundane question like what should we do with sixth grade, the best answer is always whatever God wants us to do with sixth grade. That's the big deal answer. After that, and still well before an answer rooted in best practices, is the less of a big deal answer. What's called for in your community? What is contextually appropriate? For example, with the what to do with sixth grade question, if the big deal question doesn't give you enough guidance, then ask yourself what the local schools do with sixth grade. It's likely what the best contextual answer is there in that. Seriously, once you've looked for the big deal answer and the less of a big deal answer, there's not as much left for your brilliant brainstorming and planning and best practicing. And now, our final nugget. Here we go. The title youth pastor has implication. Whether you're a professional Christian, meaning you're paid by a church or other organization, or a volunteer youth worker, you're likely listening to this because you're a youth worker. And that title implies something. Of course, exactly what it implies is very subjective. Includes heaps of expectations and inferences, values and duties. Most commonly, I find that the implication for the title youth pastor or youth minister or director of youth ministries or student ministries pastor or youth director, the implication is normally this: program planner for teenagers. This has been the case for at least 5 decades in churches. And while you might chafe if somebody in your church or community suggested program planner for teenagers as your official job title, it's the implication, the expectation for most of us. Maybe you're wondering if that's really true in your context or not. Here's a little test I've developed for determining real values, which, by the way, are the driving force behind the real meaning of youth pastor in your situation. The test is resource allocation reveals values. So your church might say, we have a high value on our youth pastor building meaningful relationships with teenagers. But if your resources of time, money, energy, focus, creativity, people, and space are dominantly used for propping up a Christian-y social club for teenagers with a measuring stick of how many are coming or how many don't leave, then the value is suspicious. If you say, I value fostering a community of safety and trust where teenagers can express what they believe and process doubts, but you spend the bulk of your time and energy planning programs, well, you get the point. I'm not trying to pick a fight with the title of youth pastor. It is what it is. And I'm not one for pretentious New World titles like lead teen experience architect or director of young person formation. That sounds nifty, but they don't deliver anything more than a fleeting sense of hipness. No, let's leave the title youth pastor alone, but let's change the implication.
The Youth Cartel Podcast Network.